Mga ka-offbeat, Lance here. Hindi ito ad, promise. It's been a great 4 seasons with you so far. Through this podcast, we've learned so much from our guest, whom we've never thought we'd be able to meet in real life. We've also gotten so many feedbacks from you. How our episodes encourage you to pursue another career or side hustle. How our episodes showed you another light to a personality that maybe you knew from afar. And as things, we want to become better for you. And better is obviously listening to the most important people in this journey, which is you. With that said, we are opening 5 slots for an all-expense-paid brunch out with your host, Lance and Matt, with the goal of listening to your ideas on how to make this show better. Kayo naman ang papakinggan namin ngayon.
There are only 2 steps needed to participate. First, register for a slot in this form. Check out our sign-up link in the episode description below. Number 2, make sure that you are following all of our social media pages so we know how to best contact you. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We will contact the selected people by June 7, 2023.
We want you to be a part of this journey in Project Offbeat's history. Tara! Brunch kaya tayo!
Hello everyone! We're back in the Project Offbeat podcast, no? And medyo exciting episode again that we have today, Matt, no? But first of all, Matt, medyo hindi ko na ito natanong this season. How are you doing, pare? you know, doing so many of these shoots. Minsan, di na natin na-check yung isa't isa natin. How are you doing?
You know, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be our last guest recording, technically. And yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm really excited. I'm really happy about how the seasons turned out on a personal level. I'm kind of living life. I'm kind of like enjoying. I went to Mount Pulag. I went to Dubai recently. So, life is good, man. Life is good.
Ayos yan, di ba? Yeah, so, you know, Ka-Offbeat, thank you so far for tuning into our episodes, no? And tonight, we will talk to someone. Well, how do you say this, Matt? No, we also do productions in our media startup of Beat Communications, no? Pero, itong guest natin today, Matt, ibang level yung productions, no? And later on, I will expound on that. Why do I say ibang level yung production quality niya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, Matt, we're featuring at least an off-beaten career for me, at least from a corporate professional standpoint. Sa production people, baka hindi sila masyadong off-beaten, no? But for us, a corporate, I think we rarely intersect with this career. Not unless ikakasal tayo or not unless magkaka-debut or party tayo, di ba? But this career, no, that we will be tackling today is that of an audio engineer. Di ba? Napaka off-beaten, right? So basically, from my R&D, these engineers help us produce the recordings that we need during our parties, di ba? The technical support that we need for our performances. Where will you put these equipments on the stage? Diba? May mga ganong technicalities, no, that experts like our guest today is tackling on. Diba? Matt, could you give more insight, no, to our guest today?
Siyempre. Well, our guest today is a sound engineer in 4Sync, a professional audiovisual equipment company located in the heart of Quezon City. They've done huge projects this year, such as covering the technicals of Alodia Gosheng Fao's wedding and Moira De La Torre's Araneta performance. Our guest also was the recording engineer for local OPM artist TJ Monterde in his song Tulad Mo. Big time, no?
Kaya ako nga sinasabi, di ba, Matt? Yung productions natin is nowhere close to what this guy is doing, no? But yeah, I mean, without further ado, let's welcome our audio engineer, Justin Santos, to the show. And let's talk about the audio engineering life, no? Justin, welcome to the show. Good evening to you.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lance. Hi, Matt. Nice to be here.
Nice to really finally interact with you. Para sa mga ka-offbeat namin, no? Justin is someone that came from our same organization in Ateneo. And honestly, though, this is the first time that we're really discussing with him, you know, talking with him this length, at this length, diba? Justin, how are you? Nasaan ka ngayon? And, you know, what's keeping you occupied in these past days?
I'm good. I've been busy being a dad and somebody at work. I'm trying to find the balance between both. I got married and had a kid last year. So, yeah, getting used to that. Sa mga ka-viewer natin dyan, nagluluto ako prior to this. So, we had to medyo extend the time that we would record.
Yun. Congratulations, bro, no? As you enter fatherhood, me and Matt can only dream na maabot namin yun in the next few years, right?
Soon, I'm sure.
I hope so, right? You know what, bro? I just want to get this out there before we even go to the career, no? My God, bro, kamusta yung wedding ni Alodia, right? I mean, there have been memes circulating that yung ninong and ninang set niya owns 99% of Philippines' resources and riches, no? si SM Supermalls, yung mga Villar, sila Belo, right, have been all of her ninong and ninang, right? And you were part of the team that covered the technicals of this wedding, no? Bro, can you take us through gaano ka grand ba tong wedding na to nung 2023?
Well, admittedly, Lance and Matt, the companies kasi subdivided. So it was more of the wedding's team handling that. And they had it all under control. So like, I only knew bits and parts of it, but I wasn't like actively involved with that project kasi we have different or many projects sometimes in a given day. So I didn't get assigned to that. But from a tech standpoint, they really went all out. Marriott Grand Ballroom, so many LED walls. In fact, hindi lang kami sole supplier dun. We worked with different suppliers because, bro, it was huge.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grabe. I mean, yan ang mayaman. Diba? Yan ang,
of course.
Yan ang scale, diba? But earlier, bro, you were mentioning technicals, diba? Siguro, could we start with talking about the audio engineering life, right? At least for the layman like us and maybe our fellow corporate professionals na nakikinig, what does this engineering life do, no? And what background is needed? What level of foundation is needed for you to get started in this career?
So production involves many things. There's audio, there's lighting, there's rigging, there's video. All in all, the umbrella term would be like show production. That was my course actually in the States. After business management and Ateneo, I wanted to learn the technical side of things. So that's when I immersed myself into show production. So show production, di ba, may nabanggit ko nga, may audio, may lighting, may video. May mga kanya-kanyang niche yan eh. Like for example, me. I know a bit of lighting and video, but I'm more into audio kasi ang lalim nung topics eh. But in general, like here in production, sa corporate people, you have to know na, yeah, there are specialists in each field. For smaller productions, sige, pwedeng, general info. Pero when it comes to high-level production, it's very important for people to acknowledge the fact na, yes, there are people specializing in audio. Within audio pa nga, there are sub-specialties. Eh. For example, in concerts, there's somebody mixing for the audience. You call that your front-of-house engineer.
Okay.
And then there's also the monitor engineer who mixes for what the artist hears. The examples that you gave earlier nung concert ni Moira, I was the monitor engineer. So I wasn't mixing for the audience. I was mixing for the band plus Moira. Alam niyo yung nakikita niyong mga earbuds sa kanila?
Correct.
Like those are called in-ear monitors that allows artists to hear themselves and their bandmates clearer than putting a speaker on the floor.
Yan ba yung para may tempo siya? Na parang
oo nga eh.
May metronome.
And hindi na nila rinig yung audience pag ganun ba? Parang focus yung sounds dun sa bandmates niya. Parang ganun.
So there are also ambience mics para the artists are not isolated. You put that into their mix para naririnig nila. So going back to your other question kanina, what sort of things are needed to get into this? I had so many general subjects like electronics, psychology.
My psychology.
Yeah, bro. Like there's psych to music, diba? Like what music feels like depressing, what makes people happy.
Oh. Wow.
Different from the philosophy and the psychology that we had in Ateneo.
Yes.
Which is very like humanistic. This is the creative side of it. Eh.
Galing, galing. Yung ganito bang career, bro, nag-Wikipedia ako, sabi niya, a recording, an audio, and a sound engineer technically is the same, no? But I'd like to verify that with you. Earlier, kasi you were mentioning iba-ibang roles yan, eh, di ba?
Encompassing, sige, audio engineer ka, but what's your specialty? Did you live or recording? Kasi even if I say I know what happens in the studio, I can't tell myself na I'm a recording engineer in the studio. I can record live. And it's a totally different like process and different things ang iisipin mo. Kasi in the studio, you can basically record the song indefinitely. Kahit forever, hindi mo matapos yung album mo kasi paulit-ulit. But with live, that's I think why I went there. Eh. There's only one show. Diba? If you screw up there, you live with it. Eh. Mm. That's why there's so much pressure actually with live productions, be it a wedding or a big concert, because it only happens once, diba?
Yeah. And mas gusto mo yun, bro? Mas gusto mo ba yun?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I mean, I like the thrill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Kasi kapag recording, I guess you could say that it's more of a long-run game, no? Kasi ulit-ulit nyo siyang re-refine, right? I think, Matt, diba, yeah. Minsanan, we go to a podcast studio to shoot our on-site shoots. Parang meron ding engineer mm-hmm. that works around our recordings, eh, no? Perhaps that's what Justin was saying, diba? Pag mga podcast,
yeah.
And the environment. You have a very controlled environment in the recording studio.
Yeah.
You can make it sound big, you can make it sound small. It's up to you, diba? But with live, you work with the room. Eh. Like, correct. You know how basketball games in Araneta sound different from basketball games in MOA. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diba?
Pag ganito ba, bro? In all honesty, no, I've been to a couple of concerts myself, no. In terms of the way you produce the sounds, what's been your favorite arena so far in terms of these live performances?
Well, to be honest, Araneta really has a problem acoustic-wise kasi there's a big dome sa taas eh. What happens when you have a dome? It focuses everything into one spot and then puts it down. Parang a satellite dish, diba?
Right, right.
Grabe yung echo dun. I personally like theaters kasi mas natitreat yun, diba?
Yeah.
So there's a new one in Circuit Makati, the Samsung Performance Hall.
Yes.
That one sounds okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Or Arete for that matter.
Oh, yung Arete.
At least that's listening. Yeah.
Nakapag-produce ka na sa Arete, bro.
We did the show there, but it was for the election. So they had the candidates over there and then they had interviews.
Yes, yes. Okay.
But not yet. I'm looking forward for like a musical or something, but wala pa.
Oh, like I'm glad you mentioned that, no? Because Hamilton's coming here. They're going to be in the theater at Soler. Tapos parang inisip ko,
Soler
no?
is great, guys.
Oo. Yung mga nasa side, parang makita mo na parang may soundproofing siya, ganun, etc. It's different from Araneta, which is like, alam mo yun, very, very crowd atmosphere talaga.
Accessible ang Araneta. Yeah. Accessible pero...
And for our viewers also, Soler has technology built into the theater. There are small speakers scattered around the back of the room.
Nice.
With a few calculations on their computer, they can make it sound big. They can add reverb.
Wow.
High-tech yung venue.
Wow.
It was the system was designed by Bob McCarthy, which is one of the gurus in system optimization. Yung field naman ng audio na yun, it's about designing how you put speakers into a room and how you tune that system.
Galing. Nung nag-aral ka ba, bro, you mentioned, nag-aral ka ng 2 years sa show production in the US, no? Let me just get the name of that school, no? Nabigay niyo yun.
It's Full Sail.
There you go, Full Sail, right? And you were mentioning si Soler was also built by probably a foreigner in terms of the idea around it, no? Could you compare the two in terms of the level of education or level of wisdom that they have in terms of audio acoustics, right? Sa local scene ba, medyo we need to kind of catch up, no? Versus there in Florida.
I think we lack the research part here in the Philippines. We mostly take in from the West talaga. We also don't have a mature enough industry, in my opinion, to come up with these things. Kasi budget-wise, ang layo ng production budgets. When I say maturity, it's not about the people. Ah. It's about the industry. Kasi, diba, rock and roll and all that, manufacturing of speakers and mics, it's all in the West. Eh. Or wala dito. If ever dito, mga DIY lang. Pero all of it comes from them. Eh. Kaya mas mature sila. And yun nga, production budgets. Why can't we have nicer venues like Solaire? It's about money. Solaire was built by a rich company, diba? Foreign investments din yan.
Yeah.
Versus some small theater or performance venue wherever here, diba?
Yeah.
So yun, mas naging advanced sila. Pero hindi naman tayo lagging kasi bigger companies here are able to buy the tech from there.
I see. What I hear nga rin is for certain concerts or for certain events, they fly in maybe the tech for that just one event or something like that. I don't know if you've heard of this, no? Pero parang, ayun.
Baka ginagawa sa Forsync yun, bro. No? Nagpa, kinukuha.
It's common for productions like, let's say, what's the last one? Magkasunod yun, di ba? Blackpink pati Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So, in concerts such as that, there is a foreign team that comes in that works with the local team. Tapos magbubuo sila ng system na, okay, kaya ba locally yan? For Harry Styles and Blackpink, for example, a lot of it was supplied locally, but we still had to import gear and personnel from another country to fulfill the needs kasi ang laki nga.
Yeah.
So it does happen. And yun nga, when acts also tour, they bring their techs kasi the techs would know the performance. For example, back in 2021, I flew with the Juans to Dubai Expo. We did the show in Dubai. The band would be more willing to perform if they bring people or gear that they're familiar or used to working with na, diba?
Yeah. Yeah.
Siyempre.
Yeah. Kada concert ba, parang sort of meron ding brainstorming. Siguro, I would think, sounds or acoustic team nila, Blackpink, nakikipag-uusap dun sa Philippine Arena sa acoustic or maybe the local, no? May ganun lagi.
There's a long conversation back and forth yan between local prod and the touring prod.
Yeah, I see.
And that's very common kasi they can't just come in here and then like be surprised. Lalo na with shows nowadays where it's very detailed talaga.
Lalo K-pop.
Hindi siya, lalo na K-pop.
Yeah.
We only support the main supplier for that. Like, we don't really go into it. They borrow our stuff. But from my experience with them, like, nakaka-stress siya. It's a lot of work. So, kudos to them for that.
It's the kind of craft that, if done well, you don't actually notice it even as an audience member, you know. That's why I appreciate, the back end of it. All yung mga production, no? Justin, I guess let's get into like this career, you know? Like of all the things you could have pursued, diba? You graduated from management. Of all the things that you could have gone into, why production? Was there something you did in college? Like there was a theater production you joined, tapos na super na inspired.
Yeah, dude,
and
layo, no? Like I wasn't in the school of the creatives part of it in college eh. Nasa business eh. Akala ko nga, I was gonna work for PNG or Unilever. Yeah, I mean, everybody in some, di ba? Excited yun. Pero I joined, AMP, Ateneo Musician School.
Yeah.
So, started there second year. Tapos third year, fourth year talaga yung naging active ako dun.
Were you a musician yourself?
No, dude. I suck at the piano. I can't sing. So that's why I was in prod eh.
Yeah.
Yung gamit natin sa amp dati, it was very basic. Pero doon ko na-feel yung camaraderie and the passion for it. Even if it was crappy venues and crappy gamit. man, a lot of the artists that we were with there are kind of big now, huh?
Yeah, really?
Name drop nga ng isa?
Ichiworms? Ay, Ichiworms,
no, dude, that's old naman.
Oh, too old?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, mga kabatchmates ko, like, he's only 16, the people from October. Andrew Depan of Ben and Ben.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Grabe, no? I mean, look at that, no? Started from the bottom, now we're here, right?
yeah, it's still funny when we see each other in shows. Parang, oh, okay, yeah. Gig lang. Pero yun, that's what really inspired me to really pursue a career in this or like dive into it the way I did. Kasi corporate path pa ako nung una eh. Tas yun nga, nag-all out dito na ako. And the experience in the States really led me to where I am today.
Yeah. Would you say, Justin, kasi I remember back in Ateneo, I had also a couple of friends. They always want to be associated with CADS, no? Yung official dance group ng Ateneo, di ba? Company of Ateneo Dancers. Pero sabi nila, wala silang talent sa sumayaw, so dun sila sa production rare. Then, and similar to your path, di ba? Ganun ka rin, di ba?
Yeah.
Would you say that for our audience na gustong maging part to a team that makes these shows, this life, no? This show production, this audio engineering life can be something that they can, you know, explore if they really want to be part of these shows.
It's a growing industry. Like, our company was like one in a handful lang back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now there's over hundreds. Bakit din? Kasi like every weekend, there are shows left and right. It's part of the Filipino culture to celebrate, eh, di ba?
Ganda.
Even yung mga small restaurant dyan, tinalagyan na ng banda.
Tama.
Tapos, the Philippines is also known for exporting talent. So many of our seafarers, our audio crews in the shipping lines, Disneyland, Universal, hotels. yeah. Actually, if you go around Dubai, like when we went there for the expo, so many of the crew there recognized my shirt. And then some of them were former employees pa.
Grabe.
So parang, yeah, it nakaka-humble na the Philippines really does export good talent.
Yeah. Sabi nga nila, wag na wag mong kakalabanin ang Pilipino sa karaoke. Diba? Kasi yung bosses natin and yung audio that we produce, right, is God tier, right, compared to
masipag ang Pilipino.
Exactly.
I mean, like, production life's brutal, man. Dun sa mga viewers natin na hindi familiar, uso dyan, papasok yung team ng 12 midnight, magtatrabaho Ingress. Buong araw para sa show ng 6 p.m. So by the time it's showtime, naka 12 hours na yung tao. Mahigit 12 hours na yung tao dyan.
Can you take us then through... You mentioned, nagsisimula kayo ng 12 midnight, di ba? Ano ba yung inahanda bago ang isang show, specifically from the audio side, no? Nakita ko kasi, parang, syempre, kailangan nyo rin, may psychology rin to how you place the equipment in the stage, right? So for sure, may pinag-aaralan din kayo doon, right? What are the other preparations that you do before a show starts?
Before the show, you'd already know kasi how many speakers you're gonna bring and all that stuff. So yeah, with your question, what happens prior to the show? So you've already talked to the client by that point. You would know the requirements. Let's say concert. I need it to be 110 dBA all throughout the venue. So you would already know how many speakers you're gonna bring kasi pinakost mo na kay client yan eh. May nakapirma ka na na kontrata na you're bringing 24, 36 boxes of your main speakers, for example. You would know the tech rider of the band, meaning kung ano yung hinihingi nila. Are they a 5-piece with the drum set, 2 guitars, 1 bass, 1 keys? Things like that. So nakahanda ka na niyan. Alam mo na kung anong instruments na dadalhin and how you're gonna lay cables and all that stuff. I like showing this to people. I'm gonna share screen. So one of the things na a system engineer or an audio company would have prior to the show is a model like this. With recent technology, 3D na siya, and I can actually know how loud it will be in every seat. So that's pretty amazing, diba? Like, wala nang guesswork eh. So I can confidently tell the client, no, you need X number of speakers. Hindi pwedeng ganito lang. At yan yung edge ng mga branded talaga na speakers. Like, you have things like this that allow you to even check nga kung ano yung tunog dun sa area na yon, diba? Kasi sometimes people don't like it very loud in the front. They want it pantay-pantay as you go along.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show you the other view. Yun. So like,
wow.
Like with these points, I can tell you, oh, okay, it's gonna be louder here in front, but it would follow this downward trend na it gets slowly pahina ng pahina as you go along.
Right.
Yeah, there's stuff like that.
Justin, in terms of the sign-offs of those, yung client na ba yung mamamahala na okay, ganyan would, yung maririnig? Or they will trust, you know,
they
you,
would
the audio
trust
team
people
there.
Like us. Tapos going back into yung mga planning also, like here, sample ko nung sa Moira, these were all the inputs that we used. So,
oh my God.
When the team gets there, they know what's plugged into channel one of your mixer, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so we Grabe. Used 52 channels.
Yeah.
Wow.
As the monitor engineer, I had to mix all of these monitors.
That's crazy.
Apps. Yeah.
Tayo, Matt, so, dalawang input pa lang, eh. Hirap na tayo.
Oh, my. Justin, is this the Philippine Arena?
That's Araneta. That was for that show.
Ah,
so
Araneta.
I'll stop sharing screen na. So, see, yung ganun. So, like, there's actual science to it, which it makes it fun.
Yeah.
Tapos, kung OC ka, there's that organization, that, which I think I carry over from our SOM days. Eh, na, yeah, you have to plan things out to prevent problems on site. Hindi yung, pagdating sa site, doon ka lang magbibilang ilang kable ko, kukulangin ba ako ng kable?
Tama. Yeah. Parang, ang ano ko lang rin siguro, Justin, pag sa mga ganyang level of volume, diba, is there any regulatory organization that looks into you guys? Oy, masyadong malakas yan para sa human ear or something like that.
Here in the Philippines, it's not enforced as strictly as in Europe and the US.
Yeah.
Partly because of the lack of education, siguro. One of the few government agencies that looks after these things would be the OSH. Pero that's from the OSH? work perspective yan eh. Oh. Occupational safety and health.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, every company is supposed to have a few safety officers trained by OSH on paper, as in like by law, pero hindi siya nasusunod.
Yeah. Siguro na-interested lang ako kasi kanina mo pa sinasabi, Justin, regarding the education that is needed for this, no? And sa Pilipinas, medyo kinukulang tayo. Can you take us through perhaps some of your favorite topics that you did in Full Sail before, no? In Florida, no? Mm-hmm. Na talagang tumatak sa'yo that, you know what, this is also part of studying the essence of audio, the essence of show production, right? Na gusto mong ma-impart din sa mga ano natin, audience.
Particular lessons. That sounds a little hard, ah.
Baka morality yan, ha?
Hindi naman. I enjoyed almost all the classes. I like yung mga tumatak talaga sa akin and carry ko onto now is like system optimization, which is like how to make the most out of speakers in a given room, the positioning and all that. We had mixing classes where like that's kind of, you can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Galing. Grabe, may ganun palang ano, no? I guess that's why you mentioned earlier, di ba? Psychology really comes into play, di ba?
That's part of it, yeah. Yun nga. An example of that, psychology into like show production, one of the things that you can do while, kunwari, before the show, you don't put the subwoofers muna. Para pag showtime na, when you hear that low end, may bigat na siya, may dating na siya.
Grabe. Makakatawa. Like, may build up. May build up pala.
Tapos when you do mixes also, dapat hindi yan lahat sobrang lakas. You play the songs. Hindi pwedeng that volume ka lang lagi. Talagang may bababa, may aakyat. Those kind of things.
Yeah. Nagtatrending nga ngayon, bro, yung introduction ni Blackpink in their last concert, no?
Ay, oh.
Coachella?
Di ba? Oh, dun sa Coachella pala. Sorry, there you go. Tapos biglang, no, nag-i-intro pa lang si Jennie, tapos biglang, boom, dun. Parang, I can't help but think, pinag-aralan ba yon? Yung parang placement nun at the specific
very deliberate, no? Yeah.
Very deliberate talaga, di ba?
May fireworks pa siya,
ba? Involve
ba
nila kayo doon, bro? Pag mga ganong setups.
Sometimes, if it really, ano, is part of the show, yes, that's why it's important to really coordinate with your show team na, yeah, may ganito. Hindi lang, sa atin na yun kasi dati, it's more of they hire some supplier, tapos on the spot sasabihin, okay, I want like the color red, which is like, you have to program that shit. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Exactly. Right.
Like, or like materialis ng LED wall, diba? Like, you don't ask the guy on the spot, oy, I want a starry night, diba? Like, that goes through pre-prod na, oh, do you want this? Do you want that? Let's hire a graphic artist, animation artists, things like that. Choreographers even, diba? Na, okay, I want the video to move this way as the artists or couple are on stage. Things like that.
Justin, I have a question, no? For a lot of people, they might not necessarily be an audio engineer or go into this industry, but it's almost impossible that we won't get into contact with in terms of some sort of production, whether it's something that we're watching or something that we're attending, no? How can you tell that audio production or whatever production is actually, parang it's doing well? Like, if you were to grade it like 90 to 100%, diba? Parang how can you tell if it's good or if it's bad?
Ulit ba yung binayaran
maybe
ko,
the
no?
Normal person. Oh,
yeah. Yun. Diba?
Yeah, like, I think I can tell like kung talagang pulido yung naging show or not. But that's that's our job as show people to make sure that the audience doesn't see these little mistakes. If we have problems internally, we should keep it internally. And to be honest, like, no event is perfect. It's a live performance. Some stuff happens. That's why you have to always think on your feet, be alert. Hindi pwedeng tutulog-tulog ka lang dyan. You have to be able to adapt kahit may script and whatnot. May plan B ka nyan. Okay, hindi gumana tong cue na to. Let's do something. Or something happens on stage with the musician, like the guitar strings break or some power failure or biglang may tumunog na malakas, may pumutok. You have to be able to troubleshoot fast. Siguro going back pala to the question kanina, what's an important lesson? Troubleshooting pala. Yun yung number one. Dapat marunong ka systematically. May process ka. Okay, like I'm not getting signal. Where do I start? Hindi ka kalat. You start from one end to the other. Tapos that's where your experience comes in na parang doctor yan eh. Doon ko na realize yung relationship or like yung similarities niyan with like my wife's profession eh. Nga, the more you do procedures, the more patients you see, you'll start seeing patterns, you'll develop like processes na okay, ito yung nangyari, I'll be able to do this and this to remedy that.
Yeah. I could find the patterns then in working in software, no. Parang meron kaming engineer what we call quality engineering. Kumbaga, kapag may dinevelop kang bagong feature, dudurugin nila 'yan, no. Babasagin nila 'yan. They will try their best to like break it up, find bugs into it, right? I bet you guys did that in your troubleshooting class, 'di ba?
Yeah, bro,
you simulated. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the teacher will, like, remove some cable in the back and then he won't tell you. And then, okay, you just have to be able to fix that problem.
Oh, wow. Grabe. That intricacy, no? I mean, lagi yung nakikita namin ng general audience, I guess, is pag mic, may problema ang mic. I guess that's the most, you know, things that we can see already as a normal, you know, viewer, diba? Sige. Justin, in your LinkedIn, it said that in your bio, no? Hindi ko alam kung kailan mo last in-update yung LinkedIn mo, no? But your bio said that you started in audio engineering because of your father as well. Now, being one of the pioneers in introducing audiovisual equipment in the Philippines, right?
Yep.
Can you take us through, you know, how he actually, you know, got to the audio space, right? Because that's something that hindi talaga namin ma-figure out. No? Paano kayo nakapasok dito? And can you talk more about, you know, ForSync, right? Your company that you guys are working on right now.
Overall, actually, the industry in the whole world is pretty young. To give you guys an example, let's use the Beatles. When they were playing arenas in the States, hindi mo maririnig yung banda if you were seated sa likod. Ganun ka crude or like ka-young tong industry na to back then. So, Beatles, medyo ano pa yan eh, di ba? Historical figure na nakikita pa natin. Hindi naman tipong like Jose Rizal levels yan. Like Beatles, 60s, 70s, right? So, dun pa lang to nagsimula talaga mag-develop. People in the States were building systems that they were putting speakers together, trying to see what works, what doesn't work. By the time it was the 80s, disco fever. So medyo may mga speakers na nabibili and all that. Kami, humble beginnings, we started from the province. Small, ano pa yan, mga home theater systems, mga ganon yung ginagamit sa mga disco parties. From there, slowly went into buying like branded equipment such as mga ready-made boxes na. Uso din dati kasi yung mga DIY. So kanya-kanyang supplier would build their own system. But JBL was one of the first to actually have like the complete system. I know we bought some of their products before. And then yun, we started doing events na mid-2000s, or no, actually siguro mga 90s to early 2000s. That's when moving heads came into the picture. That's the kind of lights that I'm sure all of you are familiar with na yung gumagalaw na. Kasi back in the day, stationary yan eh.
Grabe.
Tapos to have a different color. Yeah. To basically have a different color, you would have a different gel on it. Hindi siya LED.
Oh my God. Manual. No.
Kunwari, you want RGB. You have three bulbs. One with the red filter, one with the green filter, one with the blue filter. Right. Tapos you'd mix to have different color combinations or you get a different gel. Ayun, we basically saw the industry evolve din eh. Back dati, puro analog. Tapos naging digital na. That changed the game. Kasi before, you would have to carry huge audio consoles to take up. And it would take up so much space in the venue. Nowadays, something as big as your computer can do a full concert na eh.
That's true. Kaya nga may mga online concerts, especially nung pandemic, diba, Lance?
Yeah. Kasi like there's DAW, which I'm sure you guys used to edit this podcast.
Yes. Actually, hindi nga, I'm not necessarily the most technical in terms of like editing podcasts, no. Pero parang that kind of like editing, it kind of like made me appreciate your guys' work more. Kasi parang there's so many terms, so many stuff that you have to learn and relearn to get the optimum product, no?
That's why we kept evolving then. We kept buying the new stuff, educating ourselves. First year college ko sa Ateneo, SEM break, I went to the States to take up a short training workshop nga for this. Doon pala nag-start na yung curiosity ko. Eh. But yeah, you have to keep studying kasi things change. Workflows change. Me personally, nag-iiba, nire-refine ko yan. From, medyo matagal na ako nag-graduate eh. So like, the 6-7 years I've been working here, I've been adapting with what's going on here. The different processes. If they do stuff differently in certain venues, mag-a-adapt ka. Yeah, like it's never a one solution fits everything. It's never like one set of knowledge as you'll carry that on to life. Eh. You have to keep changing. You have to keep evolving. And that's what we did to stay relevant siguro. Kasi, I don't know, like siguro iilan na lang din yung companies that are still running that came from the 80s.
Yeah, because venues change, artists might have different needs. You might be dealing with a lot of different equipment, different requirements. Totally understand.
And the different subgroups in the events industry, like the wedding industry is very different from the corporate industry. And those two are very different compared to touring and concerts.
Actually,
that's also one of the reasons why it makes our job interesting. Like, we're not limited to one subspect, so to speak, di ba? Like, in a week, I can be doing a concert and then a birthday party or whatever.
True. Pero I guess, yun nga, touring, corporate events, weddings, birthdays, whatnot. You know, all of that kind of stopped during the pandemic, no? So, parang, talk us through, I guess, that difficult part, those difficult few years na medyo nag-stop yung industry, especially your industry, no? Like, yeah, how did that affect you? Yeah.
We went from doing, what, 4 shows in a day to 0, di ba?
Wow.
I still remember the week na in-announce yung lockdowns. I thought, okay, 3 months. Sige, we'll lock. Ako mismo nag-lock ng bodega and everything. But like, man, after 3 months, parang hindi pa rin, di ba? That's when people started shifting digital. So luckily, we had broadcast experience naman. Kasi part of our work before was dealing with Channel 2, Channel 5. So we had these network connections na. We did corporate stream stuff, so like car launches. Our studio, it became the studio for Channel 5's noontime show, LOL. So yeah, it wasn't something na parang we had to pivot hard. It was more of just like, okay, we focus on broadcast muna. So yung mga streamed events na yan, streamed corporate stuff, that's what got us through the pandemic. Tapos yun, slowly nag-open up naman.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin. No? Grabe. I mean, just in this 1 to 2 hour episode that we've been on, nakita namin yung 40 years of life ng Forsyth. I mean, in terms of the transitions that you made, the upskilling that you made, right? The adjustments that you made, it's actually very interesting, no? Among the nag-research ako. Among the events that you did ng 2023. So, meron kayong Miss Universe event or baka 2022 to, I'm not sure, no? Meron kayong brand kickoffs ng Home Credit at Manulife. Nandun din kayo sa World Trade Center. Minsan, nandun din kayo sa mga inauguration ng mga lawyers, no? So, it's such a varying kind of event, right? I guess what's been the toughest you've worked on? All of these, like you mentioned earlier, have varying audio needs, right?
Yeah.
Sa ka pinaka-nahihirapan sa mga ganito?
Yung sa mga more of logistical stuff, which is hard. Yung mga multi-day shows na iba't ibang venue, those can be struggle. Mga out-of-town events. Those ones. Yeah. Kasi pag dito naman within Metro Manila, medyo kaya na natin yan. And that's what we do every day.
Okay.
Just to give other kwento. So we also do shows in like far flung places. Na you take a private plane to that island.
Wow. Balisin mga ganun.
Amanpulog. We've done the New Year countdown in Amanpulog twice.
Yeah. Siguro naman sagot niyo ng client no yung paglipad niyo doon. Dapat naman, right?
Yeah. Yung interesting kwento ko dun was the New Year countdown some years back. After Christmas, my family and I went to Pagudpod. Nagkabagyo. My flight back to Manila kept getting moved. Grabe. I think I only had 1 day left until New Year. I got into a flight in Manila hapon. Tapos went to Naiya. They tell us na IA closed down kasi for whatever reason sa air traffic control. We took the recent one. And then we ran to Clark Air Base. Yun yung first time kong ma-experience na my car personally went on the runway. tas it felt like a movie getting stuff
oh,
from
shit.
Kasi yung personal gadgets ko na lang yung naiwan eh. So I was getting my mga flight case, dumping it into the back of the plane, hopping on the plane, it's all dark na. But like I made it there for the show and it was just like wala lang, surreal.
Yeah. Sabi mo nga kanina,
what a way to end the year.
Yun diba? Yung mga tipong 10-seater planes ah.
Grabe.
Yeah.
Grabe. And that's why you're in performance rather than I guess in recording, right? You want this thrill, right? You want to be the James Bond.
Yeah, I want the thrill pero sobrang cool din naman ng mga nagagawa ng sa mga recording engineers kasi their stuff gets played millions of times, streamed every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess in terms of clients naman na artista, celebrities, artists, and whatnot, no? Among the people that you've worked with, sinong celebrity or maybe performer yung pinaka intricate sa request nila in terms of sounds, music, the production around them, you know, who is it?
Yeah, I might get in trouble for name dropping on that one, but yeah, there are artists who are very nitpicky when it comes to their sound.
Kadalasan ba ano to, yung singer or not
it
necessarily?
Depends eh. Depends really? Eh. Tapos kanya-kanya pang mga terms minsan yan that you're not familiar with or like it's their own interpretation. Like they'll say sakal na sakal or like basang-basa yung basang-basa or tuyong-tuyo. Like damn. When you say tuyong-tuyo,
what the hell does that mean?
Yeah. They want more reverb to make it sound more wet. Or pag sakal, they say like oh, it's too compressed.
Oh my God. Grabe.
Grabe.
Oh, sige, ito na lang. Yeah. How was Moira's? Oh, yun na lang. How was Moira's in terms of the setup?
Oh, I've known them for years na rin eh. Like, sila James and Moy.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole band. They're also the band of TJ, which got me the TJ gig for that music video also. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah. Ang maganda dun kasi, engineer din si bassist eh. So there's this communication we're on the same level. Like well, if you tell me something, I'll be able to understand it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
it.
Very slowly, like we talk to artists naman. Like for example, in recent years we've been trying to promote the use of in-ear monitors. Kasi pag naka-earbuds ka na or in-ear monitors, you don't have to blast speakers on stage that make so much noise on stage, diba? Keeps the stage clean of unwanted noise.
Yeah.
Right. So that transition has been cool kasi a lot of the bands now use in-ear monitoring.
Justin, I guess a question, no? During the R&D session that we had on you, no, I found out that you're promoting audio education through the Audio Engineering Society in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Correct, no? Yeah. What do you feel is the biggest question that most aspiring audio engineers have when it comes to, you know, becoming an audio engineer?
Siguro they ask where you start, right?
Yeah,
kasi ang hirap eh. It's not like nursing or being a doctor na may med school agad. There are schools here Mint, who are starting programs for this, but it's not as well spread out as like, let's say, architecture or business, diba?
Yeah.
So what I normally tell people there is, okay, if you can't go to a school, start reading. There are so many books. There's so much stuff online these days. Start somewhere. Pero maingat ka din sa mga konsumong information kasi marami ring like, I wouldn't say scammers, or like just people who take advantage of this need na they produce content pero it's not the right content, which is basically the problem for everybody din naman, diba? You can't just go on YouTube and then like, consume something without thinking if that's right or wrong.
Yeah. Meron bang, like you mentioned earlier, mahirap maghanap ng course. So even a school like UP, baka wala pa rin audio engineering course.
Wala pa. Most of the people who work production that are from UP are from the theater department. Hindi yun specialized. Yeah. Pero ang maganda naman doon, so many of the top tier, like lighting designers, for example, came from UP. Kasi theater background. Yun yung school na malakas talaga yung theater.
Got it.
Or you can tell, it's not like, it doesn't matter what your background is. You can kind of go into this kind of and learn on the job.
Bring also whatever like part of, if you came from banking, for example, yung pagiging OC mo niyan sa mga numbers and stuff. Like,
yung systems
of the production managers that I know who came from banking, sila yung maayos din kasi okay, tama yung mga budgets. People don't go hungry. Hindi sila kinukulang sa estimates nila.
I love it. I love it. No? Yeah. Talagang off-beaten, Matt, diba? Mula banker, naging production.
Yeah, magugulat ka na lang.
Grabe yung talon, no?
Kahit yung mga ibang mga banda dyan.
Kahit tayo, like, technically, diba, Lance?
Yeah. So it's fun. You get to interact with different people from so many different social classes then. Yun, gumaling Tagalog ko sa work na to.
Yeah.
Yeah, nawala yung pagkakakonyo.
Yeah. Ito, Justin, lumensya mo kanina, di ba? Mag-consume ka ng content. At least you personally, no? Who's your go-to channel? Go-to author? I don't know. Or go-to
So one of the podcasts professor. That I like learning from is called Signal to Noise Podcast.
Signal to Noise. Okay.
Yeah, it's available on Spotify and Apple Music kung diyan nagkakamali. It started fairly recently, mga 3-4 years ata or something like that.
Yeah.
These are guys from the States who talk to people in the industry and they've sort of built a community na of audio na inclusive. Yeah. Mm. It's not parang you have to be a member to join us. Dude, may nagulat na lang ako kasi parang yung isang tinanungan ko dun sa anong Discord namin. Sorry, millennial. Medyo Gen Z ang Discord, di ba? So like, sa Discord, doon ko nakilala yung isang system engineer. Tapos, nakilala ko siya. So nung pumunta siya sa Araneta with, I forgot which artist. Ayun, picture kami. Tapos parang kumustahan. Same thing with like the engineer of Billie Eilish. Parang doon ko siya nakilala sa podcast na yun. Naging guest siya doon. No. Phineas is the recording guy, di ba? Pero yung live niya.
I thought he produced also. Pero go.
He's on stage kasi during the performance, right? Pero
okay.
The person who mixes for the audience is a different guy.
Okay.
Galing.
Yeah, so they interview people's lives as they talk about best practices and stuff like that. Pero with authors naman, the system engineering, Bob McCarthy is the guy to go to.
Got it. Any plans that you are seeing Justin Santos to create content? Or maybe ForSync?
I tried, man. On? Like, I have a YouTube account, but like, sobrang onti lang ng content ko dun.
Wala pang oras.
Dati, kasana may oras. Pero like now, I'm just trying to spend as much time with my wife and my kid after work. Stages in life, diba? Yeah.
I would imagine that it would be actually really interesting to see the behind the scenes. Pero obviously, depends.
Actually, may nagpapa-vlog nga. I like just thinking, do a vlog.
Exactly. Ang dami nun. Yeah. Sa YouTube, ang dami nun, diba?
Yeah, like, how does this happen?
Pero baka may magalit na artist or something.
Yeah, diba? Actually, ang downside din yan, Matt, it's double-edged sword eh. In one hand, okay, you know what happens, but it will take the magic out of it eh, diba? Kasi we're magicians eh. Like, we create a spectacle, but if you know the trick na, you'll be focused on the trick rather than what you're seeing. Which is basically also happens to people like us na. Yeah. When you go into a concert, bro, like, you're looking, okay, what speakers did they use? What lights did they use? Damn, how did you make that cue? Going ko kaya yun? Or like, oh, that's such a good sound. How do we get that tone?
Imbis na makinig kay Blackpink, eh, no? Dinisek mo yung stage.
Musical review with Justin Santos. How is Hamilton?
Yeah. I mean, that's... May ganun din pala, no? I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, you're also in the performing industry. Yeah. Right? And to your point, di nila... binabaklas yan eh. Hindi nila sinasabi sa'yo how they create those moments that you never forget, right?
Yeah.
That's such a nice, refreshing perspective.
Yeah. That's such a challenge din for audio people because like, people don't like to see speakers, they don't want to see mics, They just want to see the spectacle of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What artist or what production out there have you seen that you kind of want to, you know, take inspiration from? So let's say you watch Taylor Swift in her Netflix special, you kind of want, oh shit, I wish, I hope I can do a production like this someday. Like, what's your
greatest showman? Greatest showman, pare, no?
Iba. When I was growing up or now?
I mean, it could be, you know, could be when you were growing up. Could be now, like a production that you'd love to be part of, diba?
Well, growing up, I think it was like the Fall Out Boy concert. Talagang first time ako mag like rock out talaga. So when we were there, I was like, okay, like I think rock's gonna be my genre. And then like up to now, wow. I still like rock shows. Like having a nice solid drummer, guitarist, and all that.
Mm.
Like. Siguro naman I'll get to the age where I'll find it noisy na, pero up to now medyo I like it pa naman. And I like how ano, in modern pop music hindi naman nawala yung band aspect. Like we went through like an EDM phase when I was in high school, eh, diba? Parang puro DJ, but then now like pop always has a band, which is cool.
Yeah.
So like we work with bands and that's fun. And it's like there's always like that rock aspect to it. Nowadays, foreign shows like those are always mga K-pop stuff that will leave you just like go like, damn, how'd they do that?
Yeah,
K-pop raised the bar so much. So like when you watch their shows, talaga, everything's tahi-tahi.
Grabe. And tinatahi nila with the artist eh. Parang kung sumaya ako ng ganito, yung lights susunod sa akin eh, di ba?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nire-rehearse din yung ganun, no? Pag you know, along with the sight, sounds and lights, right? Sige.
Yep, that's why they're very specific sa gamit na, okay, it has to be this kasi my show is built on that. I can't take replacements. Mm. Kaya when you see a show here, for example, and you see the same show in Singapore or Hong Kong, medyo pare-parehas na yan. Kasi, yeah, they wanna keep their show the same wherever they go.
As consistent as possible nga. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets naman. Actually, I kind of enjoy nga eh. I enjoy listening to songs recorded during concerts. Kasi parang there's that parang atmospheric thing about it and people are
live aspect.
Sometimes it's even better than the studio version pa nga eh. So gets ko yung sinasabi mo, Justin, na parang uy, parang mas prefer ko yung mga live events, yung mga production na ganun.
Justin, I think that's it, right?
Thanks guys.
I mean, you know what, thank you so much for taking us na in your life, no, in your career. I think among our episodes, this by far is like the person that has really napapansin mo sa mga sagot niya has really delved into one specific career. The way you define audio, right? The way you define your music, right? It's so intricate. First time ko narinig yun, right? We've seen singers, we've seen, you know, bloggers that, you know, play with their sounds, but you're the one who really takes audio with science.
Ano, very Athenian tayo. Ano, not many but much.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that we can get together one day, learn from you as well. No, especially when
I'll try to invite you guys to a show.
Please.
Thank you so much. Para naman makita namin, no, kung gaano ka busy. Nagsisimula na yung setup mo.
I'll say this on air lang. It's so much teamwork. Like, it's never an I thing. Like, yes, some positions in the team get highlighted. But, you know what I say sometimes, eh? Like, you can't just get me. Like, sometimes I want to bring a team within. Kasi hindi lang naman nakasalala yan sa one guy, eh. Like, it's how the whole group operates. Kaya, you have to be a people person also. You have to know how to work with different people. Kasi yun nga, iba-iba yung crowds and the show is only as good as the team that makes it. Eh.
Yeah.
Dapat wag kang mahiya. Like, you have to be able to talk to popular people. They're normal people lang naman. They just got popular.
Yeah.
Tao din yan.
That's the mindset, no? Anyway, Justin, before we end, just want to ask, no, is there anything that you want to talk about? What are you excited about, you know, in the next few days, no, that you want to share in the show?
Well, not much really on my side. I'm taking it easy lang, so, and that's also medyo tame ngayon this month kasi the start of the year was crazy, so medyo chill lang right now. It's gonna pick up mga May ulit.
Got it.
But looking forward to seeing lots of friends and shows. Nowadays, weddings, I see a lot of batchmates kasi we're at the age for that. Excited to do more projects, do more shows.
People want to contact you, you know, they got inspired by your knowledge, you know. They want to learn troubleshooting, whatever.
Sound Daddy Justin on Instagram.
Sound Daddy. Wow. Sound Daddy. Yeah. There you go. There
I'm taking the fatherhood thing seriously.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
See,
right.
You can vlog that, diba?
Or we'll just link my email down there below.
Right. Got it. Okay. And of course, everyone, no, kung may kailangan kayo sa audio visual needs, you know, right?
For your weddings, corporate events.
Right.
Just hit us up.
Justin from Forcing. That's it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us in this show. Justin, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, guys.
And have a great night, everyone. Thank you.
Right. Bye.